The survey by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group shows that U.S. per capita driving peaked in 2004, before the economic downturn. Advocates say, driverless and self-parking cars aside, America's love affair with the automobile is over. They say we should leverage our transportation future against public transit and biking. Laura Height is Senior Environmental Associate with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
Albany is one of the 100 largest urbanized areas in the United States, and in this report, we really proved to be a laggard. We do have a decrease in driving, but we have a much larger decrease in passenger miles traveled by mass transit. In fact, most of the other places that saw similar declines in mass transit use were in the South. Those data go back to 2010. Since that time, there have been increases in mass transit use in the Albany area, but we really have a long way to go before we really have convenient mass transit, especially for commuters on their way into work.
CDTA officials did not return calls or emails requesting comment. Albany Common Council member Leah Golby says that with bicycling and pedestrian infrastructure increasing, the council passed its first complete streets legislation rooted in Albany 2030, the comprehensive plan for the city announced in 2010.
So what our complete streets legislation does is really require the city, when they're redoing roads, to look at all users of the road to make sure that the streets are safe for everyone. So they have to keep in mind not just moving cars, but also moving bikes. So that could mean putting in bike lanes. It could be putting in shared road markings, which is what we have called sharrows. They're not actual separated bike lanes. You know, it could be bike ways, which really separates traffic even more from bicyclists. And it also means looking at pedestrian accommodations to make sure that pedestrians can have a comfortable and safe walk.
NYPERG's Laura Height points to a modest uptick in biking in the capital city.
It's not very safe. There are many areas where you take your life in your hands going from one place to the next. And so we really do need much better transportation design and better traffic enforcement in order to make this area safer for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Bike advocates are touting cycling as a viable year-round transportation alternative in many North American cities, including New York. Danny Simons directs marketing and external affairs for New York City Bike Share, which runs the popular City Bike Program, which launched this past Memorial Day weekend. The program has nearly 7,000 bikes at 332 stations scattered from Manhattan to Brooklyn. There are three options: a 24-hour pass, a 7-day pass, or an annual membership. Commuters grab a bike and turn it in when they reach their destination. Simons attributes the program's success to improvements to the bicycle infrastructure.
The city's added over 325 new miles of bike lanes, and I think somewhere around 25 or 30 miles of protected on-street bike lanes. Basically, the bike lanes are flipped so that the parking is on the outside and the bike lane is on the inside, so that the parked cars actually form a barrier and protect cyclists from the moving traffic.
Simon sees no reason why a similar bike sharing plan couldn't be deployed in Albany.
You know, it's worth giving a try. I think that there's a lot of interest in bicycling, and I think that there's a lot of easy ways to kind of make it just as comfortable in the winter as it is during the heat of summer. It just takes a little bit of adaptation, and it can happen.
For anyone interested in effecting bicycling changes in Albany, there's a public meeting of the Albany Bicycle Coalition Thursday. Check WAMC.org for more. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.